A beam of yellow light shot out, illuminating the passageway and the dark mottled shapes of the creatures as they hurled themselves out of the darkness at him like a black wave. Matt gave a shriek of terror and swung the torch, smashing it into one of the dark shapes. The creature exploded in a shower of dry fragments. But Matt didn't stop to think about that, didn't wait to see the dry earth that fell to the ground tremble and gather itself back into a new identical creature, stone-black eyes glinting malevolently. He was tearing at the mass of earth and stone blocking the tunnel. He couldn't go back, but he could try to dig his way forward, further into the mound. Coughing and choking and gasping, tears streaming down his frightened face, he had nothing to lose. He pulled desperately at the rubble, scraping away the smaller stones, leaping out of the way of the larger ones that fell down after them. He jammed the torch under his armpit so he could use both hands to rip away the obstruction. With a scraping roar, the whole bank of debris collapsed. A falling lump of stone caught Matt on the shoulder and knocked him backwards. He stumbled away, stamping one of the creatures to powder, not noticing. The tunnel was full of dust, like an eerie mist. He almost dropped the torch again. It slipped from under his arm and he scrabbled to catch it. As it fell, the light cut through the opening in the rock wall ahead of him, showing him the hole that he had cleared, a hole large enough to climb through. He hurled himself towards it and scrambled through into the tunnel beyond. On the other side, he waited only long enough to realize that the rat-like creatures were not following him. He didn't stop to wonder why. He just ran. Head down, he charged along the tunnel, the torchlight swaying drunkenly over the floor and walls. Behind him, the small, shadowy creatures fell back into the darkness from which they had come, scattered across the tunnel floor, dirt and earth and mud and sand. The rockfall was not as deep as it looked, and with help from Sven, Venture managed to shovel the earth aside quite quickly. As soon as there was room, Robin was past them and pushing through the gap. "Matt! Matt, are you all right?" She turned to take the torch that Sven held through the gap for her. The ground was covered with small piles of earth, like molehills, but otherwise the tunnel ahead seemed empty. She reached the second rockfall and, like Matt before her, climbed over the fallen lumps of stone from the roof. "Here!" a voice called from ahead in answer to her increasingly worried shouts. Further on, the tunnel widened out into a large circular chamber with a domed roof. The floor sloped gently down into the middle of the chamber, which must reach almost to the top of the inside of the mound.